No, he's going from strength to strength, Leo. I love seeing it because we played a lot together, me and Leo. And,
yeah.
You know, we've sort of come through together, like, yeah. Played a lot off the bench together in our early years and stuff. So,
yeah.
One of my real close mates, Leo.
Welcome back to Knights HQ podcast, the official podcast of the NIB Newcastle Knights. I'm your host, Jay Nelson. Alongside me is my main guy. He's caffeinated.
Yeah.
Matt Croker. I love coffee. I can smell it from here. What did you go with? Are you a Nescafe operator?
No, I'm a Mokona.
Mokona, yeah. You got to go the Mokona.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad on them at the moment, to be fair.
A lot?
Yeah, a lot. Like almost some days, like 3 before 9. It's heckos. So I hit an instant one at home with the Mokona.
Yeah.
About 3 little teaspoons.
What's your?
It's just hot water.
Sugar, nah, black.
Nah, just hot water.
Yeah.
Sometimes a little small dash of milk.
Yeah.
And then I usually pick one up on the way to training, which is a long black with a dash of milk. So I just double down on a large long black too. Yeah. So probably an extra shot in that. Yeah. And then usually train. And whether or not training sort of, if the morning takes its time,
yeah.
I might just make another instant while we're around here. And then if training's a hecko session,
yeah.
I'll make one at lunchtime because then I've got to get through to the arvo. It's not good.
I didn't actually mean to unlock that you have a coffee problem.
While we're on it.
I was just making comments.
The other day I go to Deals. I go, you know what, Deals? I'm going to go tomorrow. No coffee. I'm going to get no coffee. He goes, no, you'll be a shadow of yourself. I'll be like, no, I'm right.
Yeah.
Got to train and we're sitting around here for about 20 minutes. I thought, stuff it. what have I got to prove, you know?
He was right. He was 100% right, and that's fine.
We've got a good show today. We're going to play a little game at the start with Jimmy Ward on the mic again.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about the up-and-coming Magic Round, which is always pretty fun.
Yeah.
Bit of a carnival sort of event, Magic Round. Talk about a couple milestones it's been for a few of our very own boys.
Yep.
Talk about Tamworth.
Yep.
Bit of the weather lately.
Man.
Injury crisis. We might even touch on that about what's going on throughout the whole league, not just us. Yep. But Jimmy, kick us off with an underrated, overrated, mate.
Righto,
get us
boys.
Started.
Back by popular demand. Overrated, underrated.
Oh.
You got the flimsy
you've got,
cord,
you've got
unlucky,
the good,
brother.
You've got the good cord.
Unlucky.
Back by popular demand, overrated, underrated, all right. To kick it off, Tim Tams.
Like, how can you say Tim Tams are overrated?
Yeah.
How chocolate. Can you say that they're overrated?
But I think they're rated fairly.
That's what I mean.
Because they're high
it's
up.
It's chocolate
they're
in a biscuit.
There, yeah.
That's like, who goes, oh, that's overrated?
Yeah. I'd feel I'd go Cadbury over Tim Tams, though.
You know what I'd go?
I'd go medium rated.
You know what I go? A cookie. I like cookies.
Yeah, like I'm saying that everyone has their personal preference. If you're a chocolate operator, biscuit operator, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You can't say the ingredients of a Tim Tam
are underrated.
Are under or overrated because they're just good. It just is what it is. You know what I mean?
It's a good shout.
Is the Sun overrated or underrated? Well, it is what it is. I'm saying rated.
Are you Tim Tams with milk operator?
You know what?
No.
I've never done that.
No.
I've heard it's game changing.
I don't reckon I've ever sat there and had a glass of milk. Rank. Grew up on a dairy farm. And
are you kidding me?
That's a revelation.
I don't even like milk, to be fair. No. Grew up on a dairy farm. Don't like milk.
I'd like to say sorry to the whole Croker family now.
No, my dad doesn't like milk either.
You're kidding.
And my mum doesn't like milk either, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
I have milk in Weet-Bix and that's as far as I'll go.
Well, you can use a Tim Tam as a straw, right? That's the thing. And you have it with like coffee or hot chocolate or something.
But the milk to Tim Tam ratio ain't for me. All right, go on, Jimmy. Next one.
Heavy metal music. Like screamo.
I've got a feeling.
Overrated. Like, it's rank.
Nah, it's good. It's very good.
So bad.
It's very good. Heavy metal is such a novice way to describe, because he's doing this because I listen to that stuff.
Yeah,
and whenever I put it on, he's like, mate, are you off your head? Like, what is this? Heavy metal is, we'll umbrella it with that. Yes, I think it's very good. Yes, I do enjoy the odd aggressive music track.
All right.
Vegemite, overrated.
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 Overrated. Vegemite. I don't like Vegemite, bro.
It's terrible.
Not even on toast?
Nah.
It's terrible. Like, it's not very good.
Like, on its own, it's bad.
It's terrible.
Nah, it's rank.
It's like, what, salt and...
You know what happens all the time? Yeah, whenever you see, like, Americans come over here, why do we...
make them eat that?
Why do we feel the need to be like, oh, have some of this?
Yeah.
Rats ass.
Because I don't want them... I don't want to be roped into the Vegemite...
I don't like Vegemite.
Conglomerate, you know what I mean?
Vegemite, don't like it.
Yeah, not... And sorry if, like, we're un-Australian or everyone's going to, you know... Nah, no,
next,
good.
Next.
The great sport of darts.
Yeah.
Nah.
Underrated,
bro. Yeah. Underrated. Yeah. Have you ever watched a darts tournament? It's hectic.
I haven't watched one live or anything, but we were at lunch the other day.
Yeah.
And I reckon we're about 2 hours late to go back to work because we started watching the darts while we were eating. And we're like, this is actually unreal.
It's so good. So good. So good.
Was there a riot at a darts thing in Melbourne?
I had a couple of mates that lived in England at the time and they go heckos there and they all dressed up as priests and went there. Everyone dresses up in different costumes and stuff. Yeah, it's nuts. It's gnarly.
The actual blokes, what's a person who plays darts? Is there a name for that?
Guy Price? Is that one of them?
Dartist?
What are they called? Yeah, darts player.
Darts player. Bro, this guy had like green polo. Like his hair had like a bright green mohawk.
Oh yeah, I know.
They called him like the dragon or something.
Yeah, I know. I was like, bigger fella, eh?
This is like a bit of WWE character stuff mixed with darts. I'm all about it. Yeah, underrated. 100%.
Kendrick or Drake beef?
Overrated.
I'm on the rated side. I'm rated. I don't mind a bit of beef.
Soap opera side of it, I get. But the songs
weren't great.
Songs are okay.
I don't really like Kendrick anyway, to be fair.
Like, I just, look, two multi-millionaires saying, I don't like how you dress.
Oh, no, it got a bit, it got a bit heavier.
Oh, no, at the end it did.
At the end it got really nuts.
Actually, there was a Seth Rogen thing. I don't know where it was, like an awards night, and he was like, to all the non-hip-hop fans out there, I'll explain what's going on. And he's like, yeah. Hey, man, I don't really like you very much. Yeah, man, I don't really like the jacket. And then he's like, and then started all like the last stuff that Kendrick said.
Then
everyone went, woo. And he's like, yeah, got really, yeah.
Took a turn quick.
But the funny thing is like all these TikTok people turn into like private investigators about like, breaking down every little line, every little, like the album covers and
it's
all that sort of stuff.
Life or death to some people, isn't it? The way they dissect it all.
But I don't mind it. Yeah, yeah.
I like saying it.
Yeah, the bravado of it all is cool.
I like it. You don't see it in other music industries.
No, you
don't
really
see
don't.
Country music you artists really going at each other.
Nah,
you know.
Maybe they need to bring that into it.
Maybe country's back in a big way.
Yeah. Morgan Wallen and Post Malone's song dropped when we were at Tamworth.
Yeah, got a few runs.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, I didn't listen to it.
There's like a thing going on about how like the preview sounded way better than the actual song yarn.
It always happens that, I reckon. The snippets are always better than the actual song itself, I reckon.
Yeah.
Because you overplay the snippet and then when you hear that part, you're going, oh, it's not really what I expected. You know, actually, I've got a theory behind that. When someone, when an artist drops a 30-second snippet, then they drop like a 3.5-minute song. I reckon everyone's attention spans are smaller now anyway.
100%.
So when they see the 30-second snippet, it's so good. But then they have to listen to the whole song and they're like, this is dragging out for me. I don't like this as much.
And normally what they'll do is with the 30-second snippet is like the hook.
Yeah.
The part that you know is going to like hit people. So when they play lyric, and it's the intro into the first verse and that's not meant to be the bit that hits you in the face and you've already heard that part, you know what I mean? It's like watching a movie where that in the trailer they put all the good parts in it and then you watch the actual movie like,
this drags on heaps.
Come on,
All right, let's talk a bit of footy, JJ. Magic round this weekend.
Mm.
Were you in Magic round 2022?
No, I was there 21. 22 was Jimbo and then we obviously weren't there last year.
Who do we have 21?
We had Tigers.
Tigers, yes. Yeah.
Was that the game that Leo couldn't see or was that 22?
No, that was 22.
God, that's funny. That was funny, man.
Yeah.
I remember him telling us that yarn. And the funny thing is, like, when you watch the vision, you can see that it's smoky and stuff. Yeah. But I never singled Leo out until he told us that story. And you watch it and you're like, you could not see a thing. And then there was a guy, like,
ran straight over him. Always a fun time, Magic Round. Yeah.
Do you like the concept of Magic Round?
Yeah, I do. I think there's nothing wrong with it. I really enjoy it. I heard someone speaking the other day of like, why don't we have like bigger rivalries in the
game,
in the draw for Magic round?
Yeah, got ya.
But someone made a good point, as if say Penrith were to host Brisbane in a grand final rematch, right? Yeah, yeah. And they hosted it at Penrith, it would sell out.
Yeah.
Right. So there's no point putting that on an already sold out correct. Magic round weekend. Yeah. And it's similar to derbies, right? Like you wouldn't put Broncos v Cowboys because that's a derby.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, even the Battle of the West, like Para versus Pet, like
you need
these
that.
Are just examples that
yeah.
these are examples of games that would sell out regardless.
You need that ammo for the regular season.
Correct.
Because so, the event on its own merit.
So maybe that's people. Why people think that like it hasn't been scripted up as good, but it's still such a good event. Like we stole it off the Super League. They did it first.
Okay,
the Super League Magic Round was original.
Yeah.
And now I think the AFL have it. They call it Gather Round.
Yeah, yeah.
But I enjoy it. I reckon it's so good. As a footy fan, imagine going to Brisbane for a few days. Like the town is like a carnival.
Yeah, it is.
You've been there before.
Yeah, yeah. And like all the stuff off the field with like, you know, all the podcasts doing their live shows.
Yeah, live shows everywhere. Like pubs have their own little events on.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be so much fun. I like playing in them.
Yeah, I guess you've been a player. I've been working here for the Magic Round sort of thing. So I've never actually been up as a punter. So yeah, I haven't been able to
completely
do it. As, but, you know, you can see how much it brings the fans together. And, you know, and it's cool too because, you know, I thought if I was a fan and my team was playing like at the, you know, just say if I went up this weekend as a punter, the Knights play the first game on the Saturday, you've got all these other games on the Saturday and you're watching teams that you probably wouldn't watch.
Get to see before.
So, there's players in that you can watch and for kids and stuff, seeing like the top guys, like that'd be
I think really all three days are sold out, which is pretty cool.
Hectic.
So, I've only got to play in one and that was the Bulldogs game.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2022. We broke our losing streak that day. That was a...
That was
a good feeling.
That was
good. Yeah, that was really good. So hopefully we can get another win this
remember
weekend.
The rain on the
memories?
Remember the rain on the sunny coast leading into that?
Yeah, so that's right, because we versed the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And then we might have had like a 6-day turnaround. So instead of flying back, we stayed at the sunny coast and we couldn't train all week because it was legit.
Remember when we went to Sunny Coast Stadium and I remember because I was there for the week and then I had to come back and I remember like myself, like Adzi, I think Joey was on that trip.
Maybe.
Off memory.
Maybe.
All the coaches, everyone, we didn't even have shoes on. Everyone's barefoot on the field
because
it was paneling down.
It was so funny because like at the time you're like, oh, staying in Sunny Coast, this is going to be...
Yeah, we were like, oh, it's going to be great.
Like spending the week in Sunny Coast in a hotel, oh, can't wait.
Yeah.
And we couldn't go outside. We're legit, we're going stir crazy. Do you have any favourite memories from Magic Rounds, mate?
Man, like I think generally the Knights have always done really well on Magic Round. Kalen step on foreign, was that on a Magic Round?
I think it was. I think
against
it was.
Against the Dogs? Yeah.
2019 maybe?
I remember that game. That was good. That was a good one. And I wasn't working here at that point, so that was rad. I just feel like we've always been relatively successful. What's our win record at Magic Round, Jimmy? Have we got that?
We're 2-4.
Two and three. 2-3, like two wins, three losses? Okay, there you go. Well, I'm wrong.
Yeah. 40%.
How is that right? We won in 19, we won in 22, we won in 21, right? Nah, lost 21 to the Tigers, won 22, missed out 23.
That's it.
What, 20? Was there a Magic Round in 20? No, or was that COVID year?
COVID.
There you go. So we've only won twice. Yeah, there you go. Both against the Dogs?
Yes.
Both against the Dogs.
There you go. Interesting. Well, yeah, I'm a stats master.
We played really well.
Yeah. Nice one.
Nah, but it's going to be a good weekend. And
yeah, man.
We're heading up there. Like I said, it's a real carnival event. So
yeah,
it's good time. Speaking of the Tigers, got the win against them at Tamworth.
Yeah. Nah, it was
another fun trip, Tamworth. It's always nice to go out there.
Well, it's funny. So I was born in Tamworth.
Were you really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Like obviously all my family's from Newcastle. I grew up here, but my dad worked up there for a few years and that was the few years that I came into the world.
Really?
Yeah. But we were doing some community stuff and we were at the hospital there at Tamworth.
Yep.
And the nurse was like asking us, oh, like, where are you from? Like, where have you grew up? Blah, blah, blah. And I hadn't actually thought about it because we were like working. She's like, oh, like, where are you from? I'm like, kind of thought about it. And I went, I was actually born in this hospital now that you mentioned it.
Yeah, right.
And it was funny, man. She was like, you're kidding. I'm like, yeah, no, I was born here. And
yeah, there you go.
So, yeah. Such it, was, it was, it's a good, it's a good place. I like Tamworth. Like,
I love
it's,
Tamworth.
It's country.
Yeah.
But it's still like, I don't know, like a bigger.
It's like, yeah, a, it's like,
it's like a mini city type. It's
like a mini Newcastle
almost. Yeah, type thing. Yeah, yeah, I like it. It's, nah, really, it's really nice.
It's funny. I went there and I have a mate that lives there, so I caught up with him for a coffee.
Yeah.
And yeah, the locals love it. They absolutely love it. We got asked if we could have a photo. Yeah. A policeman come and spoke to us.
Yeah.
He was packing eat. He had his gun on the side of his hip. He said hello. He said he was bringing his son to the game. Said they sometimes come to Newcastle to get to the game, but.
Did it feel weird going to Farrah for you? It felt to me, it felt like we were there like 5 minutes ago.
No, like it had been months. Not too bad. Not too bad.
To me, man, like when we got there, I was like, man, it feels like I was here yesterday. Like,
yeah, right.
Like that period of time between when we finished camp and when we went back.
No, like it went not so much for me. Yeah? Not so much for me. But so, yeah, a bit of insight. Anyone that follows the socials of the Knights knew that we did a camp there in early January. It was pretty much straight away from when we got back from Christmas break. We spent about 6 days there, which was a tough 6 days, but
hot.
So we went back there to do our captain's run. It was pretty cool having the young fellas down there because they weren't there. They were on school holidays when we were training there for our school for our footy camp. So
it was funny when
a few locals come out.
When the kids from the so the kids from the school come out and Gags was taking penalty
goal kicks. Yeah,
practicing, and one of the kids asked him if he could kick a goal, and like. As soon as he was like, yeah, sweet, like the whole school just started like G'ing it up. And I got my mobile phone out because like, this will be good content, you know, if he makes his goal and he's...
Because
he was in front of Dill, Punner, Gags, the school. So I think he was feeling the pressure of the big fella.
What about when Gags was kicking and they're all going, oh, and clapping him and that. There was no remorse from them young fellas. Yeah. I remember like, Jacko turned around and goes, hey, who wants the footy? Yeah. And we'll go, me. And like, he just tossed it up in the end. Like 20 of them went for it at once. So like a bunch of seagulls going for a hot chip.
Yeah.
Far out.
It was funny with that. I think the teaching staff laughed at the initial like, oh, and then they went, oh, wait a minute. Don't throw the ball again.
This is a broken leg waiting to happen.
But yeah, when Owe kicked the ball, I was like, please make it, brother, because you got the weight of the world on your shoulders.
But the whole community there got around us. It was a sellout. Mm. The ground, Scully Park, I found out they don't actually use that for local footy.
Oh, really?
They play the grand finals there and they play a tiny bit of soccer there, but it doesn't get much use, so it gets saved for...
Yeah.
Games like that, and the ground was in hectic condition. There was a little bit of rain at the start, but then it ended up sort of being a nice sort of afternoon.
I was out on the field because, like, the last few games, like, keeping water out of the camera equipment has been a joke. Okay, it's been so, like, and look, I know we could probably buy pieces of equipment that will stop the water from getting into stuff, but, that'd be, like, a too good of a logical idea. So I was standing on the field, we're looking up at the sky, and like Greeny goes to me, you reckon it'll come down? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. He's like, no, but when we were here last time, like it went around us. So I'm like, yeah, I know, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, literally, as soon as the backs ran out for kick catch, down it came.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, not again. I left my jacket in the car, left my jumper in the car, just wet clothes.
That's right. There was a huge storm when we were there last time and it legit just went around us. It was like weird. Proper lightning and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, one of our very own who had a milestone in that game was Leo.
Yeah.
Best ever. So boys turned it up for him. It's
good to get a win on a milestone game.
He's done it very quick too, Leo. Two and a half years to get 50 games is very, very quick.
Very consistent.
And he's just going from strength to strength and then...
Would you say that he's the most improved, one of the most improved?
Oh, it's hard to say that.
Forwards in the game?
Because
now he's like in the conversation of one of the, like, what, he'd be up there, one of the top guys?
Like I said, it's hard to say because, like, last year I was seeing him do this stuff that he's doing this year anyway.
Yeah. Maybe he's just getting more flowers for it or something?
Maybe.
Like, what he's doing is nothing that we don't know that he's truly capable of because we've seen it, but... Yeah.
I think going away into the Kiwis camp was huge for him.
Yeah.
Like some, like learning off blokes like Fish and Moses Leota would have been massive for him. Yeah. He's sort of like a mini Fish, I reckon. They're built the same. Apparently they're very similar with their personalities. Like,
yeah.
Both pretty quiet.
Quiet, yeah.
Yeah. But when they speak, like you listen. So, No, he's going from strength to strength, Leo. I love seeing it because we played a lot together, me and Leo. And
yeah.
I remember we both got dropped in the same game, and like you know, we sort of come through together. Like yeah. played a lot off the bench together in our early years and stuff. So
yeah.
one of my real close mates, Leo.
I think my favourite insight into Leo and his place on the team is when you guys were putting out the back. And like whenever, like you guys are just sledging each other,
and then
Leo came up and he missed, and everyone's like, "Good shot, man!"
Yeah. That's
bad funny. Luck, Leo. Yeah.
It's sort of like a running joke. It's like if he's late, it's like, "Nah, no fine. You're all right, mate. We'll pay the fine. We'll pay it." It's just like a running joke. Everyone pretends like they're all scared of him, but
he's the best. He's the best.
And then so the one coming up this week is our man Inari Tuala. Man. Speaking of Mr. Consistent, wow.
Yep. And like when you talk about Nas, like he's same sort of as you said with Leo, like quiet, just gets on with
it. Yeah.
And he just whatever sort of hole needs to be plugged on the ship, he just goes in there and does it. He's just, you know, crazily versatile, crazily consistent.
Nas has great like guy. This he has like this tag as the chosen one.
Yeah, where does that come from?
It's just because like he is so good at like everything. Like, and he's just the chosen one. Yeah. And like we all love him, and like everyone sort of wants to be like him. Like he's so cool and like a bit mysterious, you know, like good looking fella.
So that's where it comes from.
He's just like the chosen.
Yeah, you know? Gotcha. Everyone wants to be him.
One of the favourites, you know. Gotcha. Like everyone likes him. He's just like always doing things right, like in the games, like never makes a mistake at training, never makes a mistake. He's a cool dude, and he debuted as an 18-year-old off the bench, Nas.
Yeah. Well, I've been
come on and played centre.
Yeah, I've been collating some stuff of his career just for our content purposes, and I had to go through some old like Cowboys highlights and some stuff, and like you look through his whole career, as you said, like he just hasn't missed a beat, and whatever he's been asked to do for the team, he just seems like he just nails it every single time.
How many tries do you reckon he'd be at?
I know this for us because we posted it yesterday. 38 for us. And then I don't know.
38 for us.
Yeah.
I think he's played about,
I don't know what it is. I think he scored maybe like 3 or 4 for the Cows.
He got 2.
Okay. He's on 40.
40. Okay. Yeah, nice. Yeah. 38 for us. That's good.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah.
100 games, and he's only 26 this year, so ticking him along pretty well.
We've had some milestones.
Yeah, a lot
at the start of the year. Yeah. And actually Frizz is coming up, right? 250 for Frizz is coming up.
Would be coming up, yeah. And JSAF had his 150th recently.
Yeah.
We spoke about that.
Yeah.
No. But, mate, I'm pretty sure there was a stat there for Nas for 2 years, never wore a no-contact bib at training. Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so, like, some blokes, you know, get shoulder injuries or sternum injuries where they still train, but you just wear a no-contact just to look after them a bit so they can get to the gate. 2 years, he never wore a no-contact bib.
And, like...
And I'm pretty sure our whole preseason, he made one error.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so he...
Like
I said, mate, he's the chosen one.
Yeah.
He's the chosen one. And the error probably wasn't even his fault, if we're being honest. It was someone else's fault. Well,
it was good having Nas as our milestone player this week. For content purposes, because he's scored that many tries.
You've got so much stuff to choose from and
highlight plays and stuff, you know. And he's finished some tough tries in his time, like going through everything.
Like I said, mate, he's so silky. So I know, like, what are some of the good trips when I get to go away as a player.
Yeah.
Is there any that you like as a staff?
I think they're all good in the way for us because it's, like, when you're at a different place than home, there's your point of difference straight away. Yep. So you don't really have to work for, like, all right, we're just putting the same picture up or we're putting the same stuff up, you know, just being in a different location. And normally, too, most of our fans are actually at the game. So the stuff that we're putting up is for the people that aren't at the game. But when we're on an away trip, a large majority of our fans aren't at the game. So, like, especially for this weekend, it'll be great because, as you said, is the carnival sort of atmosphere of Magic Round. You know, as long as you've got the cameras rolling, something interesting will happen, or you'll give people an insight of something that they don't normally have. So I haven't been – I'm going to Melbourne this year. I've never been to Melbourne before.
Yep.
We've done Townsville – what, New Zealand?
Do we verse Melbourne in Melbourne?
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah.
I've never played Melbourne in Melbourne.
Yeah, yet. Well, I don't think we've been there since like 2019, 2020 or something like that. Yeah.
I was going to say, because that's the one place I haven't played.
I don't think, has Adzi ever coached against Melbourne in Melbourne? I don't think he has. Yeah. Yeah,
maybe not. Well, because I've been with Ads the same time he's been here.
So yeah. And you haven't, yeah. No, so, yeah, I don't think we've been there. Yeah, so like, so that's cool. Like, that'll be a cool trip because, you know, I haven't done content down there.
I think that's the one place I haven't played. Oh, I haven't played at the New Allianz. And we
I went there with the girls.
Yeah, I haven't played there. But yeah. Everywhere else I've played.
It's very cool. Cool stadium.
Yeah.
Very, very good. But well, yeah, I think they're all good.
I think the place we're going this weekend's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Man.
In terms of like how cool the stadium is.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Suncorp's the.
Suncorp's, yeah. It's very, very good.
As much as the New South Welshman in me wants to not say it, it's the best place.
Yeah, like cool. I remember that 2022 game against the Bulldogs for Magic Round, we kicked it off.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're the first game on the Friday night.
Yeah.
And there was like 48,000 there. And it was like, it was so cool. That was hectic. That was a cool atmosphere, that one.
I think it's going
to be. I like going to Suncorp.
Yeah.
A lot of history there.
Yeah. I remember the first time I went there, would have been 21. Yeah, 21. Yeah. First time I went there. And I remember FaceTiming my dad going, oi,
yeah, this is mad.
I'm on the field at Suncorp. Like, this is nuts. Like, even though, as I said, I've watched my teams, my heart get broken on that field so many times.
In terms of surface, I think Seabus Super's always in really good nick.
The best, dude,
always in
Cogra.
Really good nick.
Cogra.
Yeah, right.
Cogra last year, last round 27, I think it was.
Yeah.
I was like, this is better than the carpet in my house, man. This is insane.
Trying to think back to that game.
JSAF scored first try.
I remember. I don't like playing on ovals, to be fair.
Oh.
Yeah. Froze you off a bit.
But the field itself. The quality of the field was unreal.
It was good.
Why not an oval operator?
It froze you out a bit.
Really?
Froze you out a bit, I reckon.
Like positioning on the field to know where you are and all that sort
little
of stuff?
Bit, yeah. Mate, I'll tell you what. Next time you watch a game on an oval,
yeah,
I bet you a kicker will kick it out on the full. Yeah. I guarantee it.
There you go.
Yeah. They lose their bearings, mate.
So where the fence is next to the sideline plays a big part in sort of where you...
Bit of feel, bit of perspective.
So when we did Perth last year...
Yeah. Weird as, I reckon. Yeah.
Yeah, hectic.
Trust me.
Yeah, there you go.
It's always seems to be the case.
That's an interesting insight.
Kickers get a little bit thrown off by it
as well. Did we kick it out on the full?
I don't think we did.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be back with three goats.
Knights members, save up on walk-up prices at home games this season. Become a Knights member today. Croaks, what have they got to do?
We have our full access membership available from $185 a season. Or join us as a Flexi member and pick the games you want to go to.
We've also got some away supporters, Croaks, which are also as important as the people that can get to the home games. We've got away game packages along with our NRLW memberships, which are also on sale. Our girls are going for a three-peat, so that's a big one.
Head to knightshub.com.au/membership or call 1300 465 644 to play your part this season.
All right, welcome back to Knights HQ podcast. We're going to finish off with our three goats with Croaks. Wingers.
Okay, yeah.
Of all time, NRL era.
In light of Nas.
Yes.
Playing his 100th game, we thought we'd do the top three wingers of the NRL era.
Thank you for context. I just came in and going, that's wingers. That's
It's all good. Knowledge is not their friend, as they say in
podcasting. Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to throw an honourable mention out there.
Yep, hit me.
I reckon Sui Vunivalu from the Storm was a very, very good winger. He won two comps. Yeah. I reckon they don't win the 2020 year without
him. Yeah, that's right.
I honestly
did
don't.
He intercept the ball?
Took the intercept.
Yeah, yeah.
But the game before, I think they versed the Raiders, and he blew him off the park.
Yeah. So yeah, that is a good sort of smoky.
He's an honourable mention, underrated.
I like that.
But my number three, have you got an honourable? Throw one out there, and then we'll get into it.
I always hated to like watching Nathan Blacklock play because he was so good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nathan Blacklock was at Tamworth.
Oh, was he really? There you go. Yeah. I don't think he's underrated by any means, but I just think, you can't talk about – because wingers have to have that X factor.
Yeah.
Bit electric, bit of – you know what I mean? Like he had it all. That try that he scored when he ran onto the – chip kick.
Yeah.
Was that in the grand final? 99 grand final? Yeah, dude, like that was elite. Yeah.
Well, I've got two current I've just changed my list on the run.
Okay,
I've got two current wingers in my top three.
Yeah, right.
So my third is going to be Toto. I think when he finishes his career, he will be one of the best ever.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
I think he's changed. You know those players that do something so well where they kind of change what the position is? And I feel like he's been at the forefront of that. You need that ball carrying out of your own end, winger to get the set started. Like, I feel like he's been a massive pioneer of that thing. And now that's just, you've got to have that. That's just a part of the game, yeah.
You're number three on the list?
I'm going to go Big Dell.
Okay.
And I think... I'll say this before we start recording.
I've just swapped Dell out of my team.
Yeah, I feel like he could be higher, but because we're talking about the NRL era, he was only in the NRL for a few years before he went to Union. So obviously he did a lot of his work pre-NRL, but still a freak.
Number two on my list, I'm actually going Alex Johnson. I just seen his name pop up, and I thought he's probably going to break the all-time try-scoring record.
I have him at two. And just on – you can't not have him in if he's going to break the try-scoring record.
And when you think about it like this, right, is how many times do you see, like, the ball go out to the wing and they sort of have a half opportunity and it sort of gets a bit, like, marked up? They might step in because they don't back themselves. He never messes it up.
No.
Never messes it up.
Very
That's why
rarely.
He scores so many.
Yeah. Like,
and,
obviously.
And that is very uplifting as a player when you go, oh, the wing, he got there. How good.
He's one of those
4 points he got there. Or, like.
Yeah, correct.
You know, when you're, if you're playing and the winger die and he gets pushed out, and you're like, oh, mate, how disheartening. I've got to go make tackles again. Very, very, very good.
And, like, when they're humming on that edge, you know, there's a lot of tries that he scores where he's untouched. But you're right. When he's got work to do, he always seems to get it done.
Yeah,
and
he does.
That's why your try count's that high for sure.
All right, number one.
I think we share it.
Yeah, BMOS.
Gotta do it.
Yeah. Pretty sure between him, his brother, and his dad, they have like 450 tries or something.
That's crazy.
His dad was Slippery Morris. Yeah, his dad was a good player in his own right as well. And then Josh was a great player. So.
Yeah. That's the three goats with croaks.
That's us too, I think. Just before I go, if you're still listening, I just wanted to let you...
They're all going to be listening, surely. They're all the way through.
That I've decided just to step away from the podcast for a bit, just focus back on me footy and stuff, and just wanted to step away. So just to let you all know, thanks for any of the fans that would always bump me about it. I get a fair few at the game saying that they love the podcast and a couple of people in the street, so... thanks for all that, and I've had a real good time doing it, and thanks to the boys in this room for being a part of it, and thanks to all the guests that come on while I was here. So just wanted to let you all know that I'm finishing up.
Yeah, mate, on behalf of us, like, it's been an absolute pleasure doing the potty with you. Obviously, you know, we're mates outside of all this, hang out and have a chat every week has been awesome for me, but I know for Jimmy and Zach and myself, you know, being able to do this with you has been bloody awesome, and I know the fans really appreciate your insight and what you're going to do. And
been good fun.
You know, man, you look after you, make sure you focus up and get the footy right and get it going. And,
That's all it's about.
And we'll keep it going. All right, guys, you can subscribe on YouTube. You can notify yourself on YouTube when a new episode drops. Our full video episodes are on our YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe when those drop. Social media, at NRL Knights, Instagram, Facebook, we're all there. Get in touch. You'll see what's going around Newcastle Knights. You can also leave a comment. You can subscribe.
Leave a review.
Do
what you gotta
do. You can listen to this on all your podcast platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, it's all there. Anyway, we'll see you on the next one.
See you later.